switch out gears?
No.
Okay. Hold on one sec. Good.
Okay. So first, what was Max Zimmer's starting point, first impression as a player in terms of skill set, abilities, and style of play when he arrived for his freshman year?
Yeah, he was one of those guys that played in the USHL as a young player. And we had the decision of leaving him in the USHL for one more year or bring him in. And with what he showed us and what he did in Chicago with his USHL team, he was definitely ready for the college. So he's got the skill set. He's strong enough. He's a dynamic offensive player. I thought last year he came in with a lot of confidence as far as stepping in and really, you know, adding a lot to our lineup. Offensively, his production probably didn't get to the levels we thought it would. So I think that this is a year that could be a breakout year for him. It could be a year that he starts to pick things up offensively that he's really close to understanding and be able to hopefully help us a lot offensively.
Okay. You're probably answer some of the other ones. Okay. How would you describe Zimmer's 26-17? You just did that. What areas did he make the most progress development-wise as he settled in at the NCAA level?
I thought the work ethic off the ice and the mentality of turning himself into a professional player. I think when guys get to college, and he came from a great USHL program, a winning program in Chicago, but I think being able to train with other players that have the same goal of making it to the NHL, other players that are drafted, and really the program that Jimmy Schneider has our players on is NHL-style training. Mm-hmm. And I think that the learning process of knowing how to get your workouts in, knowing the importance of it is really, I think, where his commitment has been off the ice to try to help himself when he does get on the ice. So I think his commitment off the ice is he's starting to think and train like an NHL player.
Okay. What are Max Zimmer's strengths as a young player, given the potential to one day play in the NHL? What areas of his game and skill set have room for improvement as he works to round out his game and make it to the NHL?
I think I'll start with the second one first, is play away from the puck. Just like any young player, when the other team has the puck, you have to have guys on your team that can get it back for you. Mm-hmm. And I think that's the where most of the young players need maturity with the puck and how strong he is on the puck, offensively, his instincts, his skating ability, his ability to protect the puck, his strength on the puck is way above most 19-year-old kids. Mm-hmm. So he's not, I think physically, his strength and his play with the puck is a lot closer to being NHL ready than he's played without the puck. And I think that's normal with a lot of kids, and I think that's the area where he's starting to realize, if I can get better at that, I'll have the puck more. And if I have the puck more, I got way more chances of scoring. It's a simple mentality, and that's a process that he's going through now and trying to make his game better.
Complete this sentence. Max Zimmer will have a good 2017-18 season in terms of helping Wisconsin win and progressing toward playing in the NHL if he is able to.
Be consistent. And his play last year, like a lot of young players, you're feeling it out on what your role is in college hockey and whether or not, you're trying to figure your identity out as a player. And I think he went through some of those ups and downs. And I think this year, the consistency and what we expect from shift after shift, it should be predictable for us. We should know what we're going to get out of Max Zimmer. And if he does that, he'll get the ice time and be able to play with the Fredericks and the Hugheses and the Malones, and he'll get plenty of opportunities to produce offensively.
Okay. Is there a current or former NHL player whose style of play and skill set are somewhat similar to Max's, who he could model after and something to strive for in his development?
I like to use Joel Pavelski for a lot of players. I think he has, he does some things better than Joe does. Joe just does everything consistently. He does every little detail of the game to the best that his ability allow him to do. Mm-hmm. I think Max has to learn to do a lot of the little things, and again, a lot of them are with the puck, a lot of them are his positioning as the puck's getting to him, a lot of them are reading off of his teammates, and I think that would be a model guy for me for him to watch, because I think he's got enough strength on the puck, he's got enough quickness, he shoots the puck well. He's got a lot of skills that are equal to or maybe even better than some of Joe's. Yeah. Now it's just rounding out all of that skill set to make sure that we can maximize the skill set he has.
Last thing, anything else about the Carolina Hurricanes fans would be interested to know about Max that wasn't covered in those questions?
No, I think he's a very coachable kid. He's a kid that's trying to absorb everything he can. I think You know, we got a few model players that he can, you know, look after. And I said Kowalski, who's already left our program, is in the NHL. But I also think Chet Fredericks, another kid that was drafted a couple rounds in front of him, that he's going to work with this year and see. I mean, you know, Trent is probably a little bit ahead of him mentally on how he plays the game. That's, you know, what I hope Max can make that step for this year and become a dominant player in college hockey.
Perfect. Thank you. Appreciate the time.
Well, great questions.
Ha!